Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Hello, everyone. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on At Home with Victoria. Listen, Melissa Peterman is in the house. In fact, I've already been talking to her prior to the show coming on, and I literally had to tell her to stop making me laugh because the show is about to come on. But again, Melissa Peterman is joining us tonight. Now, you have seen her on Reba, The Singing Bee, and also Fargo, but tonight Melissa is here to talk about her new sitcom that is called Working Class that actually is going to make its debut tomorrow. So with that said, the one and only, the lovely, the fabulous Melissa Peterman. Hey, darling.
Well, darling to you, that was the nicest intro ever.
We aim to please here on At Home with Victoria.
Well, call me pleased. I like being called fabulous and all that stuff.
Well, listen, all of us are very excited for you because, again, and I mentioned this to you, when we kind of put the word out and told all of our listeners and folks that you were going to be on the show, this huge sense of excitement just, you know, sort of fluttered around in the air. So tell us about the show tomorrow, Working Class, and what we can expect.
Well, it's going to it's CMT's first attempt and their first launch into the scripted sitcom. And I'm really just thrilled about it. It's one of those things where I had it so good on Reba. Like, I had an amazing cast and amazing writers and all these things. And when you have something like that, that's like winning the lottery. And you sort of wonder, am I ever gonna have that again? And I feel like we achieved that with this. So I feel so lucky. Like, I won the lottery twice because our cast is phenomenal. Their stories, it's funny, it's smart, it's a family sitcom that you can watch with your kids without having to go make, you know, with your hands ready to cover their eyes. And
sure.
But yet you're gonna have fun too. And I get to work with Ed Asner. I mean, come on.
Yeah, how about that, right?
I know, he's got 7 Emmys. Like, he could lose 2, like, at the laundromat, and it wouldn't matter.
Right.
And that he's still got, like, you know, 5 more.
Exactly, and that was one of my other questions. When you found out that Ed Asner was going to be in this, I mean, what was your reaction besides probably screaming to the top of your lungs, going crazy?
Well, I did scream. Like, I squealed like a little girl for about a half hour and called all my relatives because, of course, I'm a Minneapolis girl. So, you know, he's Lou Grant. It's Mary Tyler
right.
Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, you know, it was one of those things where I knew we had the fact that Ed Asner, who... 7 Emmys. He's a TV legend, a veteran of the profession forever. He read our script. He saw the story, and then he said, I want to do this. So when I knew he signed on, I had this enormous sense of, okay, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We do have a good show. It felt very validating that if someone of his caliber is saying, you know what, sign me up.
Absolutely.
I just felt very, like, it just felt like a really good push in the right direction. Like, yeah, we're doing it right. This is the right thing.
Absolutely. And that was something that I was thinking, too, that, you know, when someone of his caliber says, hey, I want to do this, then definitely you know that you've got a winner there. For sure, you definitely have a winner there. Now, for those of you that are joining us, we are live tonight with Melissa Peterman. A lot of you know her from Reba, The Singing Bee, but she's kind of focusing and talking about her sitcom that makes its debut tomorrow on CMT called Working Class, and I believe it comes on at 8 o'clock. Now, Melissa, I know it kind of centers around that Carly tries to give her kids a better life by moving them to an upscale suburban neighborhood. Is that kind of what the focus of it is?
Wanted them to have a better place. And So it was really inspired by her, and the focus is sort of like, yeah, maybe we're not going to have as much as everyone here, but I'm hoping that I'm doing the right thing by giving you these opportunities, even though, you know, they're in a neighborhood where the kids are going to get BMWs for their 16th birthday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's a mom who is going to have to work outside of home. She's not the mom who is a stay-at-home mom because she can't afford to. So it sort of shows this whole family trying to fit into this new environment and figure it out. And what I really liked about it, too, is, like, she's a single mom with three kids, but, mm-hmm. you know, she hasn't given up on her own journey either. Like, she still wants to find love. She still is evolving. And, you know, I know that a lot of single moms, you get caught in this thing where, of course, your
yes.
kids are number one, but they sort of forget that they're still there.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And what I like about this, I like that because a lot of times, you know, when there's a divorce in the family and the dad, you know, if he's not primary custody, he has a lot more freedom to go evolve and date and
mm-hmm.
whatever.
And yeah.
I kind of like exploring that she's, of course, her kids are first, but, she, you know, she ain't dead yet. She
right.
still wants to find, a, yeah, she wants to, like, she's going to curl her hair. She's shaving her
yeah.
legs.
Exactly. She still, she certainly still does have life in her. Now, something also that we spoke about before we came on the air that I know is huge and also important to you is Reba, and how supportive she has been of you and your work, and also that she has been your mentor. So let's just take a little bit moment and gush on Reba and talk about, you know, her relationship and why she's so important to you.
And it's so funny that we're talking about her because I'm literally backstage, and she's in an arena right now singing in Tallahassee, Florida. And you might get to hear that magnificent voice in the background. You know, I told her during this whole process that I learned everything I could from how I wanted a TV show to run if I ever had the opportunity to lead it. I learned it from her,
mm-hmm.
and I watched her lead a set with respect, and it was supposed to be fun, and everyone knew that they were appreciated and respected, and, you know, we were blessed to get to do a job that, you know, we love. And, you know, so when I finally, you know, get this opportunity to sort of be a leader on the set, and I really took everything I watched her do, and I learned from her very seriously. And then when she came to guest star, I was like a nervous, it was like your big sister coming to visit.
Right.
I'm like, okay, Vince, the camera guy, is that what you're going to wear today? Do you know who's coming? It's Reba.
Right. Reba's Santa coming today. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Are you chewing with your mouth full? Come on. All right. Let's go vacuum her dressing room again. Come on, people. It's Reba McEntire. And she got there, and I was like a total nervous wreck. Like, are you tired? Do you want to sit? Should I carry you? Do you need coffee? And she finally just had to say, Melissa, calm down. I am enjoying every minute. And it was so much fun, and we totally did a role reversal where now she was my ex-husband's new woman, and she's definitely more of the, it's her turn to be sort of the poke at me, and I think the fans are going to like it.
Well, that is...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that is very interesting because I think in life any of us, for example, who has a mentor or who has someone, you know, someone that's taken an interest in us, that taught us along the way. In my case, it's a woman in television news named Sandra McKellar, and I can relate to that because I was very nervous when I would have to send her my newscast for her to watch because, you know, you want so much to please her and to show her that I learned a lot from you, that I'm able to do a good job. So I was just saying I can really relate to you feeling that way when Reba was there on set with you.
I think we all have that person in our life. And, you know, and my parents came too. And, of course, you always, doesn't matter how old you are, you want your parents to be proud. But there's always that one person that when they say job well done,
yes.
it means more because
mm-hmm.
they don't throw it around either. It's not like
exactly.
that person who you don't trust because they always go, oh, you're doing great. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
she tells me the truth. And she left the set and she sent me this little email and she just said, Melissa, I'm so proud of you and how you're handling it. And you can tell everyone is invested in the show and they're having fun. And she said, this feels right. This is the one you waited for. And I literally, of course, teared up. And
I know.
Which I've been doing all the time in the last, like, week. It's this whole feeling of... everyone's like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm excited. I'm either going to throw up or throw a party. I don't know.
I was actually literally thinking when you said tear up, the way you were explaining that to me, I felt like I wanted to tear up. But that in itself just goes back to the importance of, you know, having someone like Reba in your life who, you know, who supports you and who's there for you. And you said, speaking of that, you are actually with her now. And I know you've been on tour for Working Class, but you've got some plane delays. So tell us about all of that. You're in New York or Nashville?
I was in Nashville yesterday all day promoting the premiere for tomorrow night, and I was going to go to New York this morning to do the Joy Behar show and then hook up with Reba and the tour tomorrow. But because of the weather in New York, I couldn't get out of Nashville, so I just hitched a ride with Miss Reba, and I'm here in Tallahassee, and she's out there killing it right now. She's awesome.
That is absolutely awesome.
I'm so sad I didn't get to do Joy Behar because I had the feeling I was going to be hilarious.
Well, you know, I don't know if you can take my opinion. I'm a little biased because I just think you're absolutely wonderful. So I have no doubt that you would have been hilarious. So I say that you just simply need to get your booking agents back on that so that you can make an appearance on that show. Because you'll
be
probably
there
be funnier than her, I think. That's just my opinion, but, you know, I don't know.
Oh, that's not good, though. You don't do that. You never be funnier than the person that invited you to the party.
I know, but I still think that just how you are, you just got this natural funny, like you had me cracking up even before we came on the show, and I'm thinking, Melissa, you've got to stop. I'm dying here. I've got to get ready to actually get ready for this show. I want to switch subjects just a little bit and talk about the Singing Bee, because that is something that you are also known for, and as we do the show, I also get questions in from listeners, and this is a young lady from New Jersey. She says, Melissa, love, love, love you, and she loves you in the Singing Bee, and will you continue to do that, or have you stopped doing that show?
I'm actually going to start shooting 10 brand new episodes of the Singing Bee in February, so I'm so excited to get back to doing that, and I keep joking with CMT. I want to be the Meredith Vieira of, you know, of like CMT, where
yes,
we're doing like 10 shows. But
yes,
yeah, I'm definitely going back to the beat.
That is absolutely wonderful. And again, for those of you that are joining us inside the chat room, as always, hey, thank you so much for being with us. We've got Goofy Bone, a lot of guests, Kelly, Linda Marr, M&G Radio, and also my good friend who's also a host, Vince in the Bay. Melissa Peterman is who we are talking to tonight. Many of you know her from Reba, the Singing Bee, and also Fargo. But, again, what we were trying to focus on tonight, she's got a new sitcom that is making its debut tomorrow on the CMT network called Working Class, where she has the wonderful opportunity to work with the one and only Ed Asner. So we talked about that before and how exciting that in itself must be. Melissa, this is just a side note. I saw your house on CMT when they kind of did the crib show, and I have to tell you, I love the colors. Did you come up with the bright colors in some of those rooms? Love the colors.
Yeah, I did. You know, when we moved into that house, everything was white, and I just like a lot of color. So we sort of, I think you know, you live in it for a while, but I, you know, 7 years in that house, I think it's definitely our personality, although it will never be that clean again. I mean, if you opened the dryer, there was junk mail, shoes, like at the last meal, like, just throw it somewhere, just throw it.
That was, everyone, that was what I was laughing so much about before the show started. And I'm like, Melissa, you've got to stop. You're killing me. Because I could completely see a situation like that, because my sweetheart, when we first started dating, he's a doctor, so he's got junk mail and magazine, Melissa, all over the place. But what I didn't know was he used to take all of it and push it into a closet whenever I would come to visit. So, you know, so then later on, as we started to date, you know, he couldn't hide it. So then all of a sudden I'm thinking, where in the world is all of these magazines and junk mail coming from? So he then was able to tell me the story. Oh, I was just sort of hiding that stuff because I was trying to impress you. So when you said that, it brought back those memories. Very funny.
Well, I did the sort of same thing dating, too. It's like I wore Spanx and stuff when we were dating, and then, you know, once he, you know, put the ring on it,
yes,
I took that off, and he's like, what?
Right, you let it all out then.
I let it all out.
Exactly.
I'm at the point now, I don't like anything that leaves marks on my skin.
I hear you, darling. Hey, you and I both on that. It is amazing as women, you know, when we're younger, the things that we tolerate, like wearing the high heels and stuff, but as we get older, we're just like, no, sweetie, it's all about comfort, all that other stuff, just forget it.
Yeah, I do. And I remember when it used to be like it only would be like really tight pants that would leave a mark on you. Now I can wear like a poncho and it will leave a mark.
Right, exactly.
My skin is becoming memory foam mattress. You just push it and it stays.
Right, exactly. Now also, everyone, if you want sort of a behind the scenes or sneak peek at Working Class, again, that premieres tomorrow at 8 o'clock on CMT, I actually have the website up right now on my computer, which is www.cmt.com/show/Working Class. So if you just go to CMT, I'm sure, and search Working Class and all of the information. And what's really cool, Melissa, they've got some behind-the-scenes video. They've got some episodes and clips. They've got photos. They've got the bios of the cast members. You can connect through Facebook and Twitter and all
that.
Yeah,
we've got
stuff.
A great Facebook page, too. The Working Class Facebook page is awesome, too.
Yeah. So I definitely encourage all of you that are listening to connect with Melissa and also the main cast on Facebook, because that's going to be very cool, Melissa, once the show actually airs, to see the feedback that you get on Facebook, because I'm sure you're going to get some really good feedback. I've seen some of that.
I hope so.
You will. I think you will, because, like I said, I was kind of sitting here this evening watching some of the episodes, and it is really funny. And what I was struck by, honestly, was your that pure connection that you have with Ed Asner. This just really cool, and it really comes across very well over the air.
Well, that's good, because, you know, that's one of the hardest thing about doing a show like that, because the chemistry between the cast is extremely important, and you can't fake it or force it or buy it. And, you know, we need to look like as a family, we need to look like we have a history together and that we really click. And as, you know, Ed and I are playing sort of the foils for each other, that had to work. And we got so lucky, because the how comfortable we all were within seconds. Like, within a second, you know, Ed's like, listen, Blondie. And I'm like, listen, old man, you know. And it felt like we were like, well, there we are. There's our comedy team. So, again, super lucky, because it's so hard. Like, the cast of Reba, I mean, obviously, we're still really tight, and we had that chemistry. And you're like, oh, my gosh, that's so hard to find. And, you know, that's maybe why it took 3 years for me to get another series. It's like, you sometimes it's worth waiting for.
Absolutely. And I think, like you mentioned too, Reba said that this was for you. Working Class was for you. It was supposed to be for you. You waited for it, and now it is absolutely here. And again, the website is www.cmt.com, and just search Working Class. And again, I'm looking at the page, and they've got all sorts of information, also the next airing time. So pretty much anything that you want to know about the show, you'll certainly be able to find it on there. Melissa, we're going to keep you on for a couple more seconds, because, as she mentioned, she is actually right now with the one and only Reba McEntire. So Melissa has to get off of the air and go do a little stand-up with Reba. But before that, my entertainment co-host, Michael Kay, who you know very well, is going to join us. Because Michael, Melissa, I mean, this guy, you talk about being able to track down information about people. I mean, he can find, this guy, Melissa, can find any nugget of anything that you have ever done in your entire life, versus on plays, television, and film. I mean, the guy is just completely on it. So, entertainment co-host Michael Kay, are you with us now?
I am with you both. I've been sitting on my lips, and I brought some coffee and bars. Coffee and bars for everybody. Oh,
well,
gosh,
for crying out loud.
Oh, yes, you know.
You sound just like my Aunt Kathy.
That sounds like, yeah, but basically I do, don't I?
You did a little bit.
Well, I tried. You know, I love that Minnesota accent and stuff. I'm from Canada myself, so we kind of have a bit of that up there. But I don't mean to go ahead and take you off track, but I know your time is limited. And I want to ask you so many questions and everything. Let's go to your film career a little bit.
Okay.
Past films, Dirty Politics, Fleece, Girl Camp, Cook-Off, How High, and your very,
your very first
film, Fargo, as hooker number two, memorable role. He was the funny-looking one. You know, I love that line. Two Oscars, Frances McDormand for Best Actress and for Best Writing for the Coen Brothers. What was that being your first experience like, to be involved in that kind of rush of a show?
Well, thank God it was like my first job outside of college, because I was too young to even be nervous or think about it. Like, I knew who the Coen brothers were. I knew how genius they were. But I was like, you know, I was like 18 or 19, and I'd be walking up and like, hey, do you guys remember in Reservoir Dogs? What are you guys doing later? Do you want to get a beer? Like, I had no idea, like, the protocol, or like, you don't do that. I'm like, hey, Steve Buscemi, hey, Mr. Pink. You know, I had I just didn't have any, like, barrier. Like, if I had a be a Coen Brothers movie today, which I would love to be, I would be so kind of, maybe I'd be more nervous. I'd be thinking it and overthinking it. And so then I was just sort of like right freshly out of theater school. Like, I have my theater degree. The ink's not even dry on it. And I'm working with Frances McDormand and Joel and Ethan Coen. And it was lovely. And you know, it was one of those things where you do the job, and it's about a year later before it comes out. So I'm waiting tables at TGI Fridays, and you sort of forgot that you did a movie, and then all of a sudden someone goes, I just saw you in the trailer at the movie theater for the new movie. And then it became what it did, and it's, you know, it's pretty awesome that people still want to talk about, you know, Hooker number two. And I still think she deserves a sequel.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hooker number two in the North Woods.
Yes.
Why didn't Hooker number two make an appearance in True Grit? Just sort of walking by in the background.
Did you happen to go to the Oscars that year in 96?
Nope, I didn't, but I hosted in Minneapolis. I hosted, like, the local Oscars that they had there, like Hooker number one, Larissa and I, we did a little presentation there. So it was like the local, like, Minneapolis, like, sort of big party, Oscar party. We did something. I've never been to the Oscars.
No.
Really? Well, you're certainly on your way, baby. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing too, Mike. Okay. Yeah, she's on her way for sure.
Well, let's just start low. Let's just go. I mean, not low. Let's just like start. Let's go. People's Choice, Golden Globe.
Gotcha.
Maybe in the Emmy, and then maybe I'll date an Oscar winner, and then maybe like I'll have in 10 years then Oscar. Like that'd be cool. That's on my secret. That's on my wish board.
Absolutely. You know, you're cracking me up, honey. Let's go to some of the Singing Bee. Loved you on that show, and I'm so excited you're going to be back taping new episodes in February. What is that experience like? I mean, thankfully, the episodes that I've caught, the people are actually decent singers, so it's not terribly painful.
You know, I love it because, I love karaoke. I love game shows. I love games. I'm to the point where none of my friends will play with me because I'm hyper-competitive. But I love it because I know it sometimes could be painful. I don't care if they're good or bad. I like it when they totally commit and just sell it. Like, if they're bad, but he's out there dancing and going for it, I love it. And for me, it's the most fun job ever because, you know, the contestants are the stars of the show. And you just got to let them do their thing. And it's so much fun. And I do get so upset, though. I want them to win so badly that when we tape, like, two of them in a day. And by the time I come home, I'm, like, emotionally, like, wrung out. I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right.
And I have to, you know, lay down in a dark room and have a glass of wine and recover. But I love it. And I love the band. I just can't wait to get back to it.
Well, and you know, Melissa, too. I'm thinking that Singing Bee is very, very cool because you know you've got all of these wonderful shows now on different networks. You know, from American Idol to the dancing shows, where the American public has an appetite for those kinds of shows. Where you get your regular ordinary people that come on there, like you said, even if they can't sing, but they commit to it, and just the joy of you watching somebody who, you know, may not sound that great, but they've got their dance routine down. They've got all this other stuff going for them. It's just a joy to watch. So it's clear that those kinds of shows, you know, that the American public has an appetite for it and loves that.
They do. And I think what I think is great about this show, too, is it's not about making anyone feel bad. It's like the worst, you're going to have fun. And, I mean, and the best, you're going to walk away with $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about it. It's like, we're not here to make fun of anyone, or you're not going to, it's not like Jeopardy, where it's just go out there and do it. And there's, I don't know, there's been some very memorable contestants that I could watch over and over again. I think we should have a best of, like the ones that almost won. That would be fun to say.
That's a great idea. You should mention that to the producers. That's a wonderful idea. The best of.
I am going
to
do that. Look at me. Look at us coming up with new ideas.
Yeah, look at you.
That's the way we do it here.
Blonde.
Pretty and smart. How did that happen?
Oh, my blessing, my curse.
Oh, absolutely. Melissa, I want to go ahead and make mention of some of the people in the chat room. I've got beautiful butterfly in there. My friend Goofy Bone, my fantastic friend Goofy Bone, good pal Kelly Hughes Whitney, Linda Lively is producing chat tonight, Marilyn Bennett and MGN Radio. A lot of them are saying, I just love that Fargo accent. Marilyn Bennett says, we own Fargo. We watch it every few months and love it. And they all want you to do your Fargo accent again. So,
okay.
Let's talk about Rita Rocks, a very short-lived series in 2009 that I really personally loved, and you played Jennifer in that. And what happened to that show? In your best minutes.
Well, for crying out loud, I don't know what happened to that show, because Nicole Sullivan, I'm telling you, come on, she is one of the funniest women out there. I think that was a great show, and you know, I don't know what happened. I just think that, you know, Lifetime was maybe going through some changes. I don't know, but it was a fantastic show, and I so enjoyed being a part of it and playing Jennifer. And Nicole and I were really looking forward to doing more episodes together because we just really hit it off. And then that happened, so I was like, what?
Well done. Bravo.
Thank you.
Well done, doll.
Thank you.
So nice.
Listen, Michael, we only have time for one more question because we promised to get her off since she's got to go hang out with Reba. So maybe this would be appropriate to talk about Pretty to make that transition, Michael Kay.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Good. You were a co-star in our favorite award-winning web series, Pretty, with Steve Silverman, and they're up for multiple awards, and that we'll talk to Steve a little bit later. How was that experience for you? Everybody says that we've had Allison Quinn on, and we've had Sam Pancake and the entire cast, except Troy Conrad. I don't know why he hasn't been on the show yet, but everybody says that Steve Silverman is scary to work for. Is that,
yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, tell us the scoop.
Not if you give him an Ambien.
And I know Steve is listening to this right now. I know he can't wait to get on the air.
I'm totally kidding. I don't know. Maybe because I only was like, maybe because I only did like one episode that it wasn't that scary. I would, you know what I would say? I would not say scary. I would say passionate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
You know what? He actually is on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him in on the conversation. I know he's listening right now. Hello, Mr. Silverman. How are you?
Hi, Steve. Hello, everyone. Hello, Napkins.
Hello.
Hi, Napkins. I don't think you're scary.
I don't think you're scary. I have to say something about this woman. I met this person named Melissa Peterman way back in the year 2001, I think, Melissa. It was a promo shoot that we were working on. And I met the nicest, funniest, most randomly wonderful, kind person, and then she introduced me to Melissa. No, just kidding. That was Melissa. Melissa, honestly, in the last 10 years, is the exact same person I met 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say publicly, and she knows this, we have worked together on so many different fun, weird, silly things that I've come up with over the years. She has never said no to me, and has given so much of her time and goodness. And the stuff we shot on Pretty was such a blast for me because you are just you. She literally stepped off a plane, went home, grabbed as much whore clothing as possible, rode over.
I didn't really have to go home. It was in my glove compartment.
It was in your trunk.
We applied, like, we literally put her makeup on, like, with a paint gun. And then sat her down, and it was just 45 minutes of gold. We didn't know what to use because there was so much good stuff. And I'm so thrilled for her that she has a new series. I'm even more thrilled for her that she's happy and enjoying it. And I still love, and I can't say the word I want to use, that you are basically Reba's boy. And just wherever Reba goes, snap, snap, Tallahassee, that's where you go.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? It's fun. I mean, come on. I'm right now, she's singing on stage a duet with Leanne Womack and in an arena full of people. And guess what? I get to walk on there in like 10 minutes. I mean,
that's
pretty
awesome. So cool.
That is awesome.
And now I want to say a nice thing about Steve before I hang up because
yes, love
the man
that, yes.
He is a genius. He's hilarious. He's one of the funniest writers. The guy with he's always developing. He's going to own a studio or a production company one day. And he's going to be my boss. I'm going to be begging him for jobs because he's too smart. And he's, I don't know. And Pretty is genius, and it's going to win everything, and I don't know. I love anything. I just love him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That's
love him
a nice
too.
Thing.
I there.
Feel the love, baby.
And I love you, and I love you too. It's right back at you.
Well, listen, Melissa, we don't want to get in trouble with Reba and also Steve. I promised him that I would get you off at 8:30, so it is exactly 8:30 right now, East Coast time. So we love you. We all support you. We're looking forward to watching you tomorrow on the CMT Network Working Class. It starts at 8 o'clock, everybody, and we're just going to continue to follow you. And certainly whenever you've got anything going on, you feel free to come back to At Home with Victoria and chat about it, and we just support you and think you're the greatest.
Well, thank you for
Absolutely.
Those kind words, and I really appreciate it, and I will come back. Maybe I'll come back in the next couple weeks, and we'll see how everyone liked the show or is liking the show.
Hey,
please do.
That.
That'll be fantastic.
We'll talk to Mr. Steve Silverman because and while Steve is on the line, I have to acknowledge and thank him because you being here would not be possible without him. It is Steve that connected us with you.
Do
so,
that.
Silverman, we love you, and I just want to thank you. But, Steve, you can't hang up because we've got to talk about Pretty and all these awards that you've got going.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
So, Melissa,
right,
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be talking soon.
Thanks,
love
Melissa.
Steve.
Okay.
Say hi to Reba.
Bye. I will.
Yes,
I'll pinch her for you.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
Bye,
so,
doll.
So, Steve, tell us, we're super, super excited. You've got all of these awards, but more importantly, what I want to congratulate you on, and you've got to tell us more about it, this connection that you have where you're going to be doing like a webcast or something with one of the studios or something. Tell us the scoop.
Oh, wow. Well, where do I start? Well, let me first say about Melissa Peterman, that woman, that person you just spoke to is exactly who she is. She is the most real, down-earth, funny, wonderful person, and I truly mean that. We've had so much fun together. Years and years ago, I asked her a favor, and she barely knew me, and she said sure, and she has said yes ever since, just like I said. So that woman you met, I know her show is going to be great. I can't wait to see it myself. As far as Pretty goes, as always, she was a delight working again with us. We just took home a bunch of awards at the first annual Indie Intertube Awards. We took home Best Comedy Series.
Mm-hmm.
We tied, actually, with a brilliant show called Squatters.
Mm-hmm.
We also took home Best Actor, which was Mr. Sam Pancake, Best Supporting Actor, which is Michael Taylor Gray, and then we took home Best Actress, Stacey McQueen, tied with another actress, and I was thrilled. I'm thrilled to announce that we won Best Theme Song for the song I wrote with my brother, Gumdrop the Unicorn.
Yay!
Which Shelley Rand recorded, and I know she does your opening song,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have another big set of awards coming up on February 21st in New York City at the Alvin Ailey. They're going to have the second annual Indie Soap Awards. We have 7 nominations, and we're really excited. I'm going to fly in for that. Terry Simmons, who plays Parker, Kensington Parker, is flying in with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool news we have, which you just said, is on Monday, February 7th, the Television Academy, the Emmys, has invited Pretty to be the first ever web series to have a discussion panel. It's pretty cool. We are going to go
that
in front of an audience.
That is fantastic, Steve. That,
it's
I mean,
amazing.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, I followed you on Facebook, and when I saw that, it was like, you know, I just got this huge lump in my throat. Like, it's crazy because I literally felt like I wanted to cry because I know how huge that is. That's big, real big, big, big.
Yeah,
I get that.
It's an enormous honor when the Emmys themselves call you and say, we'd like you to come to our house and talk about what you do.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example, this Monday, it's CBS's The Good Wife with the Juliana Margulies show. Mm-hmm. And the following Monday, it's Pretty the Series. And so it's incredible, and it's going to be great. It's going to be myself, John Carrozza, our executive producer, Doug Principale, our other executive producer. We're going to have our publicist up there, our editor, and then mm-hmm. they invited Sam and Stacy and Kirsten Vangsis from Criminal Minds and Joan mm-hmm. Van Ark from Knots Landing. All seven of us will be on the stage. And our good friend Ali McKay from the KTLA Morning Show is going to moderate it.
Wonderful.
We're going to show clips. We'll have an audience of about 75 people. But
and
it'll
we
stream
can see
out
this live. We can see this live streaming?
If you are an Academy member, yes. You have to
okay.
be an Academy member
wow.
to see it. And so
you're
14,000,
at that level now, Mr. Silverman.
14,500 Academy members can watch us online. And it's really exciting for us. They actually called me yesterday and said that they would like to do a pre-show, a half-an-hour pre-show online only.
Wow.
And they asked me for what idea I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, they said, maybe we can interview you and Joan, maybe we can interview the rest of the cast, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I have a better idea. Would you be willing to show all of season one? Because that's 25 minutes.
Great
and they
idea.
Said, that's great.
Great idea, yeah.
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 So they're going to stream the entire season one a half an hour before and then lead right into the panel. So it's really, really, really exciting
yeah,
for us. It's a huge honor. And pretty much every executive in town, we have all these people coming. I know that ABC Family is coming. I know that Sony's coming. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are interested in us are coming.
That's
and this
great.
It could be something really big for us. You know,
yeah.
The thing that I always talk about Pretty is, you know, there's so many of these YouTube videos that we all love that, you know, it's some guy and he teaches his daughter to sing a song and it's some big hit the next day or
whatever
it is. But we've been actually working on Pretty now, it's hard to believe, over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
we're so proud of the work we've done, and I really feel like we put our time in, and I just hope that everybody, you know,
and
digs
Steve,
it, likes it. And
Steve, you know something, too, and I think I'm pretty sure you and I and Michael Cave, the first time you were on, that we partly had this conversation, and why I think it's also such a big deal is because with the advent of the Internet and having you know, you are able to produce these wonderful webisodes because that in itself is sort of this new avenue where millions and thousands of people are going to watch, you know, webisodes. So not only do you have the medium of television, you have this new medium. So I was very excited because what that says to me is that the association recognizes that in you as that new one of the new mediums out there that people are actually utilizing and watching. Does that make sense?
Oh, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's very exciting because, you know, web series have been around for so long and there are so many good ones and there's so many people out there doing it. And when we started this, like I told you the first time we spoke, I went and I reviewed and watched so many series and saw what they were doing. And I really tried to create something that no one else was doing. I tried to elevate it to a level that I knew I would be proud of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we really, really, you know, when we go there on the 7th, I've said this to other web people, show people, producers, directors, writers that I know here in town, I'm kind of holding the torch up for all of us because this is the first time a web series has ever been invited.
Yeah.
They've always only done television and film. And so it's a huge step forward for the Emmys. It's
Absolutely.
A huge step forward for the
Absolutely.
Academy. It's, and this
yeah.
town. It's a huge
mm-hmm.
step forward for this town, which is just great. And not just the town, for anybody in any city who is working really hard. And that's why I have no problem with the nice dad who puts up the song of him and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who sits down and writes a series, creates something, shoots it, edits it, creates
Absolutely.
Their art.
You know,
yeah.
This is that
Absolutely.
Medium. This is that ability. And I just think it's great. We're so, so excited. It was really funny. I called Joan Van Ark and said, hey, listen, the Academy has invited us. And I told her, and she just freaked out because she said, oh, my God, oh, my God. Because she's, you know, she's a legend. She's a woman who's been working in this industry for 40, 50 years. And she said, oh, my God, do you know the honor? Do you know the honor, what it is?
Mm-hmm. And that's
why
I was saying, and that's literally why I was saying, and Michael Kay and I have had this conversation many times when you found that news out and you shared it with all of us on Facebook. I'm like, that is absolutely huge for that association
to actually acknowledge, because by acknowledging that, I think, like you said, you know, you that show, the producer, and all of you guys that work on that, you're kind of holding the torch up now for other people that are out there doing the same thing. So I'm just, you know, crazy, super excited for you for that. And, you know, it's just one of those things where all of your hard work is just, you know, paying off, and you're being recognized for it, and that is cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. It's been a wonderful year. It's been a wonderful experience, and we keep moving forward. We have some plans for the future for Pretty, and we announced something actually yesterday, which is I have begun writing season 3. I've been mapping it out. I actually wrote the first episode already, and more importantly, we are first going to be doing a 4-episode animated series called Gumdrop the Animated Series based on the unicorn.
Oh, cool.
And so we're taking our song, and I found a fantastic editor. He's an award-winning, animator. He's an award-winning animator. And he and I have met. We're meeting again, and we're going to do 4 really fun episodes, and our cast and our crew and even I'm going to do voices for it. And it's basically going to be a really silly, crazy, fun animated web series that'll go up for 4 episodes, hopefully in April or May. So, like I said, I keep trying to push the envelope and keep changing it up. And I think when we hit season 3, the way I've mapped it out, I think everyone, just like with the second season, will be happily surprised at the twists and turns we've taken.
Well, again, congratulations, and my goodness, I'm just so excited for all of you guys. And you know, Michael Kay and I are stalkers of Pretty. And speaking of Pretty, for those of you that that have not heard of Pretty, do yourself a favor, www.com, prettytheseries.com, no dashes or anything, prettytheseries.com. Go on the website and check it out, or also you can also Google it. I assure you, you're going to be able to find all the information in the show up there. So do yourself a favor, grab your laptop, your computer, and a drink, and just sit down and watch, because it's very, 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 very funny.
And they're very, very short episodes, so it won't take you long.
Yes.
they're quick.
Just wanted to go really quickly, Steve, and just go ahead and make mention, too, of the Indie Soapy Award nominations. The winners will be announced on February 21st, and actually Pretty the Series is up for Best Series of 2010, Best Actor Sam Pancake, Best Supporting Actress Christian Vangenis, Best Ensemble is the entire cast of Pretty, and Outstanding Writing and Outstanding Directing, our very own Steve Silverman. Steve, thank you so much for going ahead, taking the time, and stopping by today. I really appreciate it.
As always, you guys, thanks for having me. And, Victoria, what I talked to you about you earlier, about Kirsten and Jennifer and anyone you want on your show, you just say the word, and I'll do my best to get them for you.
I will, and I appreciate it. And, Steve, before you hang up, I do want to acknowledge again, as I mentioned earlier, I think you heard, our main guest tonight besides Steve Silverman was Melissa Peterman. And, Melissa, we made the connection with Melissa being on our show as a result of Steve Silverman. So, Steve, again, we want to thank you so much for getting her on the show, because there's no way we couldn't have done it. You know, obviously, that's something that you can do. But make sure you guys watch Melissa Peterman. Her show is on tomorrow, 8 o'clock on the CMT Network, and it's called Working Class. So thank you so much, Steve, and we're going to continue to follow you. And definitely we've got to get you back on. I know you're busy, but promise me once you guys go through that process that you'll come back on and tell us how that went with the association.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about that.
Fantastic. We'll do that, and we'll make sure to make Melissa a woman of her word, and we'll have her get you back on with her in a couple weeks, and she'll talk to you all about how good Working Class is going.
Sounds great. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Have a good evening. Thanks, buddy.
And again, everyone, that was the one and only Steve Silverman, who Michael Kay and I just simply adore. We follow him. We support him. Again, if you have not seen Pretty the Series, as he said, they're very quick webisodes, so do yourself a favor. It's prettytheseries.com, or if you can't remember that, just go on Google or go to your search bar and type in Pretty the Series, and you'll get a chance, Michael, to see all of the webisodes that will actually come up there. Now, Michael, one of the wonderful things that has come as a result of our relationship with Steve Silverman is also connections with Shelley Rand, and I know you want to talk a little bit about Steve talked about the song Gumdrop that he produced and that Shelley worked on. Plus, you've got some other good stuff that Shelley is going to be making a connection with through the show The Next Great Baker.
Yeah, I was very, very fortunate to go to the finale of The Next Great Baker, where Dana Herbert, our sugar daddy, won the entire event. It was such an amazing event, Victoria. It was about 300 people. He knew since September that he had won. He couldn't tell anybody. So everybody was in the auditorium when I posted the footage up on Facebook and YouTube, so you can go ahead and find it on my page. But just fantastic. And I also met Jay Qualls. Jay Qualls was the third place runner-up, and funny guy, a great cake decorator from Nashville, Tennessee. And actually, Shelley Wren is having the debut of her CD launch on February 12th, I believe. And our lovely friend Jay Qualls has given her a cake to go ahead and celebrate and commemorate the event. So that's very exciting and stuff. There'll be a lot of Opry press there, and Shelley will go ahead and officially be signing and doing a little concert as well. So yeah, that's what we do. We kind of link people together, and Shelley
just so forward, and Jay is
excited too.
I just think those connections are wonderful, and that is one thing that I'm very proud that we do here on At Home with Victoria. You know, we're very, very big believers in just not having a guest on our show one time, or to have them come on if they have a book to promote or if they've got something really big going on. We like for people to really be a part of our family and to come on, and, you know, whenever you've got something going on that you want to talk about, to come on and talk about it and always update us, but more importantly, to make those connections. So also, again, congratulations to Dana, who won The Next Great Baker. And speaking of Dana, right, he is going to be on our show very soon, so I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to interview him about his experience and also what that means for him that he won. What was very cool about you was that because you attended the event, you got the scoop and got the interview before Good Morning America and all the major morning shows got it. So congratulations to you on that, Michael Kay.
Thank you. That was very, very cool. I was glad to do it. Dana will be joining us on Tuesday, February 8th, 8 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio to go ahead and talk about everything Dana, Desserts by Dana, and the Cake Boss. So, yeah, he's, again, nice guy. He's going to be a new father on February 15th, so he's very, very excited. Everything's all coming together for him, and proud of him, very proud, and such a great guy.
Yeah, he really is. He really is a great guy, and I've had the opportunity to watch the show. And certainly, there were, I would say, three people that I thought were really deserving of it, and he was one of my three choices to actually win it. So, we're looking forward to talking to Dana next week. Now, also, we are going to end the show with Shelley. Is it Shelley? Now, speaking of Shelley, before we actually do end the show with one of her songs, Michael, you can probably best tell us that about her CD. The first time she went on, was it Amazon or iTunes? It sold out?
Yeah, she launched on January 11th, and it actually sold out within 4 days. So I've checked. The replenishment is there, amazon.com/Shelley Wren. You can go ahead and pick up her CD there, or www.shelleywren.com. You can go ahead and find the link, play through PayPal or credit card, but you can go ahead and check out her album afterwards. And, yes, she went ahead and sent me some top secret music that she's been working on. It's actually a duet with Gary Burr. So I've asked her very nicely, and so that's what we're going to end the show with, is a song called "The Heart, That Heart of Yours, This Heart of Mine," a duet with Shelley Wren and Gary Burr. I want to go ahead and thank everybody in chat tonight. Goofy Bone, guest 4311, guest 4533. Linda Lively, thanks again. Another wonderful producer.
Yes,
MGN Radio.
Before you continue, let's talk a little bit about Linda, because Linda has produced the entire show. Give her kudos. She's done a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
Inside the chat room, and we would not have been able to do the show without Linda. So, Linda, we love you, and always thank you so much for your support, because you can't have a good show, Michael Kay, without a producer.
I know. Tell me about it. But let's go ahead and round up everything. Vic, I'm glad you're home safe in the storm. I'm really glad this snow is starting to melt here.
Yes.
Good night, doll, and good night, everybody. And this is Shelley Wren, along with Gary Burr, singing "That Heart of Yours, This Heart of Mine." There's a little bit of time in between, but good night, Vic. Be safe and warm.
Good night.
That heart of yours is unreachable. It's an empty well that no amount of words can fill. It thinks I'm the enemy. It's already over me. I can't touch it anymore. That heart of yours.
Why don't you talk to me?